All right, let's get going here. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to tune in here. I wanted to make sure we are on the same page about things coming up here Saturday. And, in fact, there's two types of folks on the call, those who have registered and those who haven't. So I want to first tell you what's going on out there in L.A. on the 10th, and then how to prepare for it, because not only am I coming out to teach, I'm hoping I'm coming out to work with some of you to actually get some deals done while I'm there and process your leads for you. So let's start by telling you what I intended to happen that day so you can make a decision if you haven't already. And then we'll go into how to come prepared and help me help you. When I'm through here, I will take questions, but I'll tell you that may not be easy based on the racket that I saw when I tuned in here a minute ago. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to stand that or not, but I'll open it up and we'll see what happens. All right, first let me talk about the event. As you, I'm sure you know by now, I'll be out there on the 10th. And in fact, let me give you the hotel here. If you want to make a note, I'll be at the Embassy Suites at the LAX Airport. Yeah, Embassy at LAX Airport. I'm sure you guys know where that's at. I've been there a few times myself. And this is going to be about terms day. You probably have heard that I have created a whole new term system now. And I've combined owner financing with lease purchases and everything else involved with terms on beautiful houses and beautiful neighborhoods. And frankly, that's what I spend all of my real estate time doing today. We do 4 to 6 deals here in my office every month with one part-time assistant helping me. Well, actually, I got a full-time assistant, but she only works part-time at real estate. And you'll see how I do that and why I think that's where the big and easy money is today, because gosh, I don't know how you can get money easier out of houses than what we're doing right now. We're not touching them. We're not taking any risk. We're not laying a finger on them. Some of them we don't even buy. Some of them we do. And we're creating cash flow machines, golden geese as I call them, which means they keep producing month after month after month after we've done the deal once. And you are going to be shocked at the size of the checks we're getting out of them right now as well. In fact, I'll show you a deal I just did for a $50,000 check that I got on a house I never laid a finger on. You guys are so right. You're right in that great marketplace and right in where those values are up there and where the big money is. You're going to see that the higher dollar value your houses are, the easier it is for you to make 6 figures on these houses, not just 5. In fact, I'm working heavily with students around the country right now that are working on multi-million dollar houses doing the exact same stuff that we're going to be talking about on Saturday with no risk. And in fact, I'll show you a couple of examples that's going on as we speak. I'm going to go through that process step by step for you. And then when I'm through telling you what I do and what you need to do when I leave, I'm going to process your leads during lunch. In a minute, we're going to talk about how to come prepared. And then I'll go through your property information sheets, and we'll discuss those live in class and talk about the pros, the cons, is it a deal, is it or not, and if it is, what do we do next, and help you get them ready to go, and when you leave, hopefully make appointments and get out there and finish the process. So this is not the same seminar that I did last year, if you happen to be in last year's group, and it is a seminar devoted specifically to terms, so we're not going to be talking about wholesaling or retailing on this day. We're going to spend the time getting as much as I can from me to you in the time we have together. Of course, I'm going to make sure that you're prepared to do this in your IRA. In fact, I'm going to show you how I handle doing IRA deals without having to deal with my third-party administrator and put up with all their crap and in total control of the money and yet comply with the law and keeping it legal. So I've got a pretty good long list of stuff that I want to cover. We'll do time permitting, and I'm going to get your input on what you think is the most important stuff to get out of me that day as well after we get through processing all of your leads. I'll process your leads after lunch. I'm going to spend my lunch time going through them, and then after lunch we're going to be processing them, and I'll get through all of them that you bring that day before I leave. I'm taking a red-eye home, so, hey, I'm in no hurry. I got to sit around and kill time anyway, so I know we're going to go till 5 o'clock. I probably won't go in after that, but This event will be held from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I strongly suggest that you don't come in late. I am a stickler for starting on time. In fact, at 9:01 a.m., I will already be into the event, and I just don't like starting late, so we're going to be on time. I'm also going to be giving away over $5,000 worth of stuff on Saturday, and I mean giving away, and some of it's going to be cash. Some of the attendees are going to literally be leaving with cash, and some of them are going to be leaving with some pretty, pretty big size prizes as well. This event is being co-sponsored by Robin and Steve Love from the Rio Group out there, as well as Phyllis Bronchek's group. And we are opening it up to our group that happens to be in the area that possibly aren't members of either one of those groups as well. So it's going to be a combined effort in bringing everybody together. And you'll meet some new people and make some new friends while you're there as well. If I were you, I'd come prepared with plenty of business cards to hand out so that you can create new relationships while you're there, because it's going to be kind of a rare where you're going to get a group like this in one place at one time. I can tell you that some of my current students are going to be in the room as well, so you probably want to meet them too. All right, so let me get you prepared. If you haven't registered for this event, there's a link that I'm sure you have by now to register. It's very inexpensive. I don't even have that link with me here right now, but I assume if you've got the email to get on this, your link to register is there. And I can't even tell you what we're charging, but whatever it is not much. If you're in the group that is registering with Steve and Robin, there's a dinner taking place on Friday night. Ask them about that if the instructions are not right there where you're registering. So I'm coming out early to have dinner with some of their folks. All right, so let's talk about the property information sheet. If you're coming, I would really like you to come prepared. If you do, there's a real good chance I can help you make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more based on the leads that you bring. And please do not take that lightly. That is not seminar crap. If you bring me leads, there's a real good chance that you're going to leave with deals. And if not, you're certainly going to know why. And all you got to do to come prepared is to take the property information sheet that we have sent you and get as many of those filled out as you possibly can. If you're on this call and you did not receive a property information sheet, you can get it at ronlegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O, ronlegrand.com/FISBO. Print those out and get as many as you can completed. You will find these leads in multiple places. Most people go online to sites like Craigslist, and Trulia and Zillow and any other site that you can find in your area where people advertise houses for sale by owner, because that is what we're dealing in. We won't be dealing in any listed properties while we're out there. We're going to be dealing in strictly FISBOs. The business that I'm going to teach you is the terms business. That means we get sellers to agree to give us terms so we can offer those terms to buyers and get in and get out and make substantial amounts of money and hopefully monthly cash flow along the way. And you'll see how I sift and sort through all of the leads to get the sellers to make us offers, the seller to give us terms, and to tell us what those terms are. I'm even bringing you the scripts and handing them out for you to call those sellers and literally read the script and have the seller make you the offers. You'll be surprised to learn that about a third of all of the property information sheets that you guys bring are going to say yes to terms, and then we're going to follow up to those that say yes, and then I'll show you how to determine whether you want to go look at the property or not and how to get to the conclusion, and I'm going to bring you an appointment script so you can make the appointment properly before you go into the house. All that will be handed out to you when you get there with some other goodies as well. By the end of the day, you'll clearly understand why this terms things is growing so fast, why so many people are excited about it. And I got to tell you, if you're an old timer and you've been around a while, You probably ought to come spend a day with the old guy, because I've been around a while too, over 3,000 houses and 33 years at this now. And I can tell you it's never been easier to make money in real estate than it is right now, and certainly without risk. You're going to see why I take no risk, and I certainly don't use my money or credit, and how we can turn this thing into a substantial, large income very, very quickly when you get a little organization going about you. You're also going to learn how I do it on autopilot. We have virtual assistants that we can drop in your lap whenever you're ready to use them. And everything that we don't have the VAs do, we have outsourced. So it's all right there for you if you want to use it. So in the future, you'll be using VAs to go generate these leads online for you. But between now and Saturday, go on these sites, find these FSBOs, take the property information sheets, and call them and fill them out and bring them to class. In addition to that, you should be looking for sale by owner signs in front of houses, and send other people out there to do it for you as well if you can, and call them and fill out those property information sheets. If you simply do those two things, you'll find way more leads than we're going to handle for you on Saturday. If you bring three or four of them, I'll tell you, if you bring three or four of them, there's a very good chance that you're going to go home with the deal. So if you'll take the time to do this and push yourself to do it, I think you'll be glad that you did, because obviously I can't make a deal if you don't bring me anything to work with. Now, once you get on the phone with a seller, your property information sheet is in front of you. There's a few things that we need to discuss that are on that sheet to make sure that they're done correctly so that you don't come prepared. Because if you don't give me the answers to the critical blanks on there, there's not much I can do with half the answers. And if you'll take a look at the sheet, you'll see that there's stars on there. Those are critical. Look at the top. I must know the seller's asking price, and there's only one place on the planet you can get it, and that's from the seller. And then I must know what they think the house is worth. Now, that's out of their mouth. What I ask them is, if I had the house appraised, what do you think it'd be worth? And they'll give you an answer. Sometimes it's worth more, sometimes it's worth less, sometimes they're dead on, but I want to know what they think, because that's important to our ongoing processing after the fact. And then you'll go down to the center there, you'll see that they're asking for the loan amount. What do you owe? That's all you need to add. What do you owe? Most of them will give you the answers, and if they don't give you the answers, I'm going to bring you a rebuttal to get that answer, so that you can fill in that blank, because I can tell you if we don't know what they owe, we don't have much to work with. We need to know what their loan amount is and what their payment is, and I'll show you why. When I get there, those are very critical pieces of information to determine whether we need to move forward or not, and if so, how. If the loan is current, I must know, I need, if it's in arrears, I know that it's in arrears. So I simply say, well, first we ask for the loan amount and then the payment. I honestly don't care who the lender is. I don't really care what interest rate it is. I wouldn't even bother asking those questions. But then I do need to know that the payment is PITI, which is principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. You'll see that right on your sheet, and you're going to be answering or asking the question, okay, well, I assume that includes taxes and insurance, and then just check yes. And then may I assume it's also current? And then check yes. If it's not current, just tell me about how much you think it's in arrears. Go back to the top for a minute, and you'll see a little blank that says your comps. That's not for you to ask the seller, but it would be nice if you'd take a moment to go on Zillow or Trulia or whatever site you want to use to get some comparables. See if you can bring me a comp or two. All I need you to do is put a number in there. In other words, what do you think it is worth? And put a number up there, or two. I'd like to have two if you can find them. If you can't find comps, if you don't know how to go find comps, actually this would be a good time for you to be going on Zillow or Trulia and learning how to use it. It's pretty simple, actually. Honestly, it is very simple to go in there and plug in your address, and it'll pull up the comps for you. Pick the highest two that match yours. Be careful with the square footage, though. I want, if you're going to use a comp, it needs to be similar in square footage to your property. That means probably no more than 200 or 300 square feet, more or less, one way or the other. And then take me the highest two. I don't want to know all the lowest ones. I want to know the highest two. We're going to kick out the lowest ones, and they're probably bank properties anyway, and they're not true comps. We'll discuss that more when I get there. So see if you can find me a couple of comps. If you can't, it's not the end of the world, but it would be nice if you have them in there. It makes the decision-making a lot easier. So we got the loan amount. We got the payment, PITI, and is it current? Now, of course, the critical questions are in the center of your page there to determine whether the seller will take terms or not. If you look over on the left, you'll see where it says if there's a small spread between the loan amount and the asking price, ask this question, will you sell for what you owe? Don't sell that question short. It took me about 15 years to figure out that question. I can't tell you how much money it cost me before I figured out to ask that, because many times the seller will sell the house to you for what they owe on it, which means you can take over their debt and basically get a free house. In fact, I'll show you a couple of examples of that I just did here. We have students doing that all over the country and have for a long time. If the answer is yes, you just check yes. And by the way, if they say they will sell for what they owe, you don't need to ask the other two questions. If you look in the center there, you'll see three blocks. I only need one of those blocks with a yes or no answer on it. If they won't sell for what they owe, though, check no. And you probably want to make a note on this one because it's not on the property information sheets yet. But the question I'd ask them right after that is, well, then what's the least you could take for your equity? What's the least you could take for your equity? So if somebody owes $300 and they're asking $325, you certainly would ask, will you sell for what you owe? If they say no, well, then what's the least you could take for your equity? Maybe we can get them out of there with $3,000 or $4,000. If that's the case, I'd kind of like to know that. If you look in the center, it says, ask this question, if there's a loan on it, but there's some equity in it. In other words, it's not over-financed. And that would be, would you consider a lease purchase if we were responsible for the repairs? Check yes or no. Simply read the script and check yes or no. If you look at the lines below the yeses and nos, it'll guide you to what to say next if the answer is no. If the answer is yes, circle it and make sure I'm aware of it when you bring it to class. If the answer is no, then circle that. Over on the right, you'll see the question to ask if the house is free and clear. I want to know if they would consider taking their equity in monthly installments. I'm looking for the yeses. So if the answer is yes, circle it. If the answer is no, you look right below it. It asks the lease option question. So here it is in a nutshell. I want to know if they would do owner financing or a lease purchase or sell for what they owe before you get off the telephone with them. And I need that yes or no circled on that sheet. And then when you get to class, I'm going to ask you, okay, what do you know? What did they say? So make yourself some notes so that you don't forget the conversation or the gist of it so that I can help you better when we do the live deal structuring class. Now, down at the bottom, you'll see it's just normal bedrooms and bathrooms. I definitely need to know those, and I want to know the square footage. And please make a note. We need to know if it's listed. Make sure you ask, is the house listed? Because if it's yes, it's totally different than if it's no. I also want to know if it needs any repairs. I don't need to have a repair estimate. I just need to know if it needs a little bit or none or a lot. And make said note on there. And then I always like to know, why are you selling? And down below that, a really important question, down in there with the bedrooms and the baths and so forth, is the house vacant or occupied? If it is vacant, that means we have a much more motivated seller than if it's occupied. So make sure that you find that out to answer as well. And also, if it happens to be a condo or a townhouse, make sure you ask if there's any association dues, and if so, how much are they? Now, I know I went through that quickly. But honestly, if you just read the sheet and fill in the blanks, you pretty much got what you need to know there. Just ask the questions in order that they arrive and get to the conclusion. Do the best you can and bring me as many of those leads as you possibly can when you come so that I can help you. They will be collected at the beginning of the day. And again, I'll process them myself all through lunch, and then we'll discuss them after lunch. So I'm going to try to open this up for questions right now. Give me just a second. All right, here we go. We'll try it.
Hey, Ron, I have a question.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Being Craigslist or,
okay.
or Fosbos or Zillow, and what's that other one? How do you spell that word? Trulia?
Yeah? Trulia. T-R-U-L-I-A.
Okay. Trulia.com?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Also, let me. Also,
the conference is in lecture mode.
Also, e-prazel. E-P-P-R-A-I-S-A-L. E-prazel. Not e-appraisal, just e-prazel.com. Trulia and Zillow. One of them will certainly work. Now, if you happen to have a real estate license, of course, you'd want to use the MLS.
The right. Conference is no longer in lecture mode.
All right. I don't know whether I'm going to make calls live or not. I might, but I'm not going to promise you I am. I'm going to see how it goes.
All right, I hope you do that.
Was the question that you said to add on to the form, because my pen wasn't working, will you sell for the equity you have?
No.
What was the question you said to add on?
If you're asking them, will you sell for what you owe, and they say
yeah.
No, then your next question would be, well, what would you take for your equity?
Well, what would you take for your equity? Okay,
yeah,
thank
what
you.
Would you take for your equity? No, that what would you take for your equity is not on there.
Where's the form? Your website?
If you don't have the form already emailed to you, it's at ronlegrand.com/FSBO, FISBO, FSBO.
Yeah, it's right there.
Wow, this is fun, isn't it? Huh?
Make roughly to get one a really motivated seller.
Say it again.
About how many calls do you make to get one really motivated hot lead?
Well, right now, our VAs make all the calls for you and ask the questions, and you will get approximately 30 to 40% of all of them that you contact to say yes to terms. In fact, let's see how that works when we get out there doing it live. Man, I can't take this. Hold on.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Boy, that is too noisy. Let's see how it happens when we get out there live. I'll collect all your sheets, and I'll give you a report on how many I got and how many are yeses and how many are noes and how many are yes to lease option and owner finance and so forth. We'll see how it stacks up. But I can tell you that since I have a virtual assistant service here, we're getting – at about 40% of the total that we reach to say yes. I might emphasize that we reach. Guys, get this. We cannot get on the telephone about one-third of the people who are advertising that their house is for sale. After three tries, we can't reach about one-third, about 30% of them actually. We just won't pick up the telephone. This is why we have virtual assistants do all of this grunt work, so we don't spend all of our time doing that. You're never going to see a system that's more automated than we have it today. There's just very little work for you, the entrepreneur, to do. And the rest of it is done by either VAs or outsourcing sourcers that I'll provide for you. Try it again.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Do the properties need to be local or anywhere?
I don't really care. I don't care where they're at.
It is essentially externalizing our APIs. Or third-party developers to interface.
I think we got a seminar going on in the background. All right.
Bridges or other.
All right, guys.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Obviously, this live questioning is not going to work, so here's what I want you to do. Take a pencil out right now and write down this email address so you can send me questions between now and then if you want to. You can send them to Tish, T-I-S-H, at LegrandProjects.com. That's LEGRAND projects.com. Tish, T-I-S-H, at Legrand, LEGRAND projects.com. Send me your questions and I'll fire you back the answers throughout the rest of this week until I see you live on Saturday. So I'm going to leave you with that. Go down there and get registered right now if you haven't already. And come on Saturday, come prepared. You're going to hate yourself. If you don't come with leads, come with a barf bag because you're going to hate yourself if you don't bring leads. You watch me make money for the other people in this class. You are going to be amazed and shocked at how easy it is to pull money out of these deals nowadays, even in Southern California. I'll do it right before your eyes. Again, be there on time now because I'm going to start at 9 a.m. sharp. So if you got any other questions, get them to me. And if not, I'll see you out there on Saturday. Thanks for being on the call today.